Welcome to Content, Content, Content. My name is Heidi Richards Mooney, founder of Women in E-Commerce, and it is my honor to have you listen in today. In previous sessions, we talked about the components of a good website and building your website. In this session, we will be discussing how to find, create, and leverage content for your new website. One of the most challenging things about starting a new website is content. Finding content, creating content, and making sure your content is relevant to your overall goals and worthwhile for your niche or target audience. Smart internet marketers know that people want information from their websites, not just pages filled with keywords and advertising. Above all, people want quality content. In this session, we're going to talk about how to find content and some of the tools you can use to make your search easier to perform. We're also going to talk about creating your content from scratch. Serious entrepreneurs know that content is queen. Laying out the site is only the beginning. If you want to engage your audience and have them coming back for more, most of your energy should be focused on creating quality, relevant content. Once you have decided your focus or web strategy, you will need to then begin adding content to your site. To do this, you can either create the content from scratch or you can use free, subscription, and private label content found on the web, or as most web entrepreneurs do, a combination of all of these. It is important to note here that the more original quality content you create, the better results you will see in the search engines. While I don't think anyone should write entirely for the search engines when it comes to content, it is important to consider them in your web strategy. Otherwise, you can have all this great content that no one can find. It is important to create, gather, and organize good content for your site. Content includes service and product offerings such as tangible products and any digital items including text, graphics, audio, video, links to external or internal resources or documents, and much more. Finding and creating relevant content will require you to think carefully and strategically. To do that, you will need to develop goals for your website. What do you want the content on your site to represent and communicate to your target audience? Web content should reflect those goals, be professionally produced, be informative, engaging, and even entertaining. The first step is to develop your content goals. What you want the content of your website to communicate to your stakeholders. As you create your goals, you will want to keep in mind that the content you create for your website should also adhere to best practices for website content. If you want to know about best practices, you can do a Google search for them. By the way, when you join Women in E-Commerce, you get a copy of our Best Practices in Website Design Manual as part of your membership package. Here are some tips to get your content ready for the web. Think about the appearance of your site and usability. Written content is easier to read in short, quick paragraphs, generally 100 words or less. Use descriptive headlines and subheads with good keywords. Bulleted lists make it easier for your audience to read. Embed links sparingly in your text. Links can distract from the content and therefore should be intentional in use. When the link is relevant and you want your audience to click on, by all means, use a link. This includes both internal links and external links. Use promotional text sparingly. So, just how do you find content? Content is everywhere. Everything on the internet is content. If you're surfing the web for content, you may find it overwhelming, cumbersome, and often irrelevant. One of the tools we recommend is the Power Search tool, which enables you to search the internet more effectively and easily. It will help you find websites, different types of files, beautiful images, all sorts of videos, documents, and pretty much anything you want. Best of all, it's free. Go to powersearchtool.com and download it today. With the Power Search tool, you can find content based upon file type, number of occurrences, date content was posted, free to use, share or modify content, content using exact phraseology, including synonyms that are relevant to your search, backlinks, and more. You might also try Bing because Bing is the new search engine and it also serves information based upon relevancy. By the way, the Power Search tool works with both Internet Explorer and Firefox and with a PC or a Mac. Free content can include tools, software, articles, white papers, reports, and more. I'm not going to talk too much about this subject as I think the focus for any new website should be in creating as much original content as possible and enhancing your original content with ancillary content, both free and paid for, that you have gathered from reliable sources, including other web entrepreneurs. The next question to ask is, what do you create? Knowing what to create will be determined by what your audience is looking for. Conducting market research is critical in determining the type of content you need to create. How do you do that? You can ask yourself what type of product you would buy if it were readily available and priced right. I know because I've created countless products based upon my own needs to learn. Once I do, it is fun, exciting, and profitable to then share that information with my own target audience. Think about it. If you want it, chances are others will too. If you've been searching for a product and have not found it, maybe that is your opportunity to create it. In fact, this program was created with a free tool called Audacity. You can actually go to audacity.com and download it for free, and you just need a good microphone and you can record a call just like this and it becomes content that you can use for your new website. Be sure you do your homework before creating content to make sure you're not reinventing the wheel. For example, there are countless digital products out there that are available with resale rights that you could use to start your product line. Make sure you research to see what is available, and if it does not meet your needs, then you know it could be a good opportunity to create something that does. I also strongly suggest you do market research. Market research can be as simple as participating in message boards, forums, and social networking sites where your target audience is likely to hang out. Peruse previous posts within those forums and message boards. See what's being discussed. Post questions. Do online surveys and polls. Get as much feedback as you feel necessary to gather the data you need to move forward on your project. Once you've identified a need, it's time to fill it. There are as many types of content you can create as there are websites. We will focus here on the main types of content used by most sites. Product offering pages. Product offerings might include an actual product you sell. They could also include downloadable digital products such as software, audio and video, special reports, tips booklets, e-courses, articles, newsletters, and more. Some or all of the above can be created as a free resource or as a product your audience pays to access. Service pages include any services you provide either free or for a fee. This could include coaching and consulting. Creating quality content is about writing powerful articles, copywriting that turns words into traffic, using article writing services, submitting your articles to websites, and syndicating your content. Here's a great resource to help you create quality content. It's called 30 Days to Product Creation by Jeff Dedrick, which you can access for free at freebooksandreports.com/30_days_product_creation. In addition to that, there are two other resources we recommend. Build Your Web Business and Share Your Wisdom with Article Marketing Mini-series by Dina Gialotti, Words That Sell, Finding the Right Words, or The Right Words, including 229 Words and Phrases That Pay by Heidi Richards Mooney. These and dozens of other resources are available when you purchase the Cashing In on Info Products program at cashinginoninfoproducts.com. Did you know that when you join Women in E-Commerce as a Platinum member, you receive this entire program for free? Be sure to look for our session on developing a strategy to build your database and create a following of loyal customers and clients. Women in E-Commerce is a membership-based organization that provides educational information, networking opportunities, and global recognition for its members. Basic membership is free. When you join, you receive a whole host of resources to help you do more business on the web, including transcripts to these audio programs, free tutorials, ebooks, special reports, and tools to make your experience easier, richer, and more rewarding. For more information, visit www.wecai.org today. That's wecai.org.